and welcome to God's Word is Truth, the radio ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota. We live in a day when many church members don't hunger for the faithful preaching of God's Word, a day when many who call themselves Christians would rather be entertained on Sunday morning than hear the faithful preaching of God's Word. The truth really doesn't matter to many people today. Many church members ask, how does it make me feel or does it work? But seldom do they ask if it's biblical. That's why there's so much distortion in worship, doctrine, and living in the Christian church today. What about you? Do you hunger for God's Word? Do you realize how important preaching the truth of God's Word is in the life of the church? It's the gospel message that the Spirit of God uses to convert the souls of sinners and translate them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. Do you believe the gospel? Listen for the next 15 minutes to God's Word is Truth and hear what God says to us from His infallible and errant inspired Word. At the end of today's program, information about God's Word is Truth will be made available.
Do you view this Word as the Word of the living God? You see what the world thinks about the Word. You see what Jesus says about the Word, what Paul says about the Word, what Peter says about the Word, what John said about the Word, what David said about the Word, and the book of Acts says about the Word. What is your view of the Word? Do you have that view that it's the inspired Word of the true and living God? If so, beloved, and this is an inestimable treasure for you, how much time do you spend in it? We so want a word from God, and yet He speaks to us right here, and yet we don't take the time to listen to Him. And Paul says that this is given by inspiration of God. Every word, the Greek term pasagraphe, means all of the writings. That's how it was viewed in the Scripture. All of the writings of God are inspired by the Holy Spirit. That's where they come from. This is not a man-made set of books. 66 books written over a span of more than 1,500 years, 40 different authors, with a central theme of the glory and praise of God in the salvation that He provides in His Son Jesus Christ for His elect people, who He says He will redeem them unto His honor and glory. And they all write about the same theme, and they prophesy of things years and years to come. Isaiah prophesied 750 years before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, even down to the details where that wasn't even a fact in Isaiah's life, about how Jesus would be scourged, and they didn't have it at that time with Isaiah. And it was exactly when the coming of Christ, this is how the Messiah was chastised. This is the Word of God. And when you approach this, beloved, you approach this Word not as a common book. And you demonstrate how you approach it, not as a common book, by asking the Lord to give you understanding, because it must come from the Spirit of God. It's God's Word. Treat it as God's Word. Love this Word. This Word judges our thoughts. This Word conforms us into the image of Christ. This Word teaches us to sing hallelujah to the Lord. This teaches us how to bring psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to Him. It teaches us how we are to live our lives. It's profitable for us. That's the purpose of this Word, to exalt God and to instruct His people. Notice Paul says it's given by inspiration of God and it's profitable. It's profitable. It's beneficial. That's what the Word means. It's productive. It's sufficient. What is it sufficient for? He says, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Do you want to be more righteous in your life? Now, if you're a believer, you have the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ, and you are declared holy in the sight of God. You are received in the presence of God because of the righteousness of Christ. But practically, you know you're working out your salvation with fear and trembling. You know you're growing in grace, and you must be growing in holiness. You must be growing in righteousness as a believer. This is the method. This is what God has given to us for that purpose. It's profitable. It's useful. It's sufficient. It's beneficial. We don't need anything else. We need the Word. We need the Word in our soul. That brings health to our living. Health to our soul. You know, we have all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. And He's given us the deposit in His Word. Peter says all that is necessary for life and godliness is found in the Holy Scriptures. God has given that to us, beloved. It's profitable for us. If you have your Bible, let's look at a couple of Old Testament scriptures that deal with the profitableness of the Word of God. Look at Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. And notice what is written about the book of the law. Verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then, notice, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. When? When is that? When the Word becomes a delight and a meditation in my life. When the Word is transforming my mind, it becomes a delight. Look at Psalm, a couple of them. Psalm 19. Psalm 19 and beginning in verse 7. Psalm 19 and verse 7. That's what David writes. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, much than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of the great transgression. And notice that comes from the Word. The Word is refined in the fire. The Word gives us joy. The Word gives us strength. The Word gives us understanding. The Word warns us. Read the book of Proverbs. How many times the father warns his son, and he does so through the Word of God, to be wise and to be warned in the way that he walks and lives in this life. How can you cleanse your ways? By taking heed according to the Word of God. Psalm 119 verse 1. Acts 20 verse 32, that the Word is able to build us up and give us an inheritance among all those who are sanctified in Jesus. And we see in 2 Timothy 3 verse 15, from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation. Now, if I wrote a book, and that book told you all that you needed to know about how to operate in the stock market and make you millions, would you read it? People will run to that. They would flock to it. It would be showed up on the Fortune 500 as one of the best-selling books ever. The New York Times bestseller list. I'd make so much money off of that book because men have such a desire to be rich and to do nothing else but be lazy in life. And yet the Scriptures instruct us how to live our lives before God in righteousness, in holiness, in godliness, and to be profitable and to be wise stewards and to avoid the pitfalls which being wanting to be rich in this age is a pitfall. And the Scriptures warn us of that pitfall so that we might be wise stewards and that we might be taught to number our days so that we might have a heart of understanding. Why is it, beloved, that the very thing that we need, we shy away from? The very thing that conforms us and teaches and instructs us, we don't indulge it. We don't ingest it. We don't let it do its work within our soul. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction. When someone's out of the way, for correction. Those whom the Lord loves, He corrects. Those whom are part of the church and they're out of the way, the church shows that they love that person by correcting them according to the Word. For correction and instruction in righteousness. You want your children to live a righteous life? Instruct them in the Word. Teach them up, bring them up on the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Teach them through the book of Proverbs. You do your children a great service if you read through the book of Proverbs every month. Every day you read one proverb. And you would go through the book of Proverbs in 31 days. And then the next month you read through it again and you read through it again. And that those principles that are taught in God's Word would be in their soul. It would instruct them. So much so that the psalmist says, or the proverb actually, that when you sleep, they speak to you. When you're awake, they lead you. They comfort you. They guide you. Because the Word is living and active and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. And God does His work, beloved, through the Word. And He says in verse 17, that you might be complete. Thoroughly equipped for every good work. You want to know what's pleasing to God? Get in His Word. Because it's the Word that equips you to do service unto God. You see, we are all called to be prophets, priests, and kings to our God. And I need to know, as a prophet in my home, how am I to live? Well, the Word of God tells me to declare the Word to my family. As a king, I need to know how to exercise godly kingship in my home. The Word of God tells me how to rule as a loving husband and a faithful father in the home. And as a priest, I need to know how to offer myself a living sacrifice of thankfulness to the Lord. And it's the Word, beloved, that teaches us that we give our lives as a thank offering to our God. We're equipped. We're prepared for every good work through the Word. What does it say about the church today? The church of Jesus Christ as a whole. Not doing what God calls it to do, doing things that God has not called it to do, and there is so much confusion that goes on in the minds of people. And I'll tell you that the cause is that we are not giving ourselves to the book, and the remedy is that we give ourselves to the book. The church will always go astray if we don't understand who the head is, and that's Jesus Christ. And He has given us this Word that we might honor Him in all of our words and works. Beloved, are you taking the time to be in His Word? Do so. Get a schedule. Implement it in your lives. Fathers, instruct your children. This is what you promised when you brought them forward in baptism. You promised, your covenantal vow was to instruct your families. Don't lament when they go astray from the Word, when you don't instruct them in the Word. You begin teaching them now. As they grow older, they will not depart from it.
God's Word is Truth is a listener-supported broadcast, and therefore we count on your financial support to help keep this program on the air. So if you've been edified by what you've just heard, would you please consider faithfully supporting us by your financial gifts? Any amount of support would be greatly appreciated. If you'd like more information about Providence Reformed Church, please visit us on the web at www.providencerccus.com. There you'll find our contact information if you'd like to leave us your feedback or donate to our ministry. We'd also like to extend an invitation to all who are listening to this program to come worship with us. We meet every Sunday morning at 830 Madison Street, Vermilion, South Dakota. Our Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m. and our worship service begins at 10:30 a.m. God's Word is Truth is a ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota, and we thank you for your support and pray that the Lord will richly bless you as you walk by faith in Jesus Christ, for He truly is the only hope of the nations.